It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Amplify your career through training and development solutions specifically designed for federal government professionals. From courses to help you attain or retain certification, to individualized coaching services, to programs that hone your leadership skills and business acumen, Management Concepts optimizes your professional development. Online, in person, individually, or groups, it's training that's measurably better. Learn more at managementconcepts.com. That's managementconcepts.com.
Community, man. I appreciate y'all.
What's happening, people?
Info Joe, Los Angeles, in the building.
Adrian, the problem role, the man from the frozen tundra.
Keem, straight out of Florida.
Liz Lowe, Decatur, Georgia.
You already know what it is. It's the Queen, Martha K, Detroit, stand up.
David Maldonado, New York City. Yo, Ness, don't cut me off, man. Don't cut me off.
King, I mean of Essex, catch me for them championship rounds.
Big Super Matt, Plainview, Texas.
Davidian in Buffalo, God bless you all.
Jesus name.
Without Chai, it ain't nothing. Without the Colas, it ain't nothing, man.
Bad Girl, TKO, San Diego, California.
Big Fish Vegas, Palm Beach, Florida.
Detroit, the Incredible, straight out the ATL.
James Benitez, Huntsville, Alabama.
It ain't hating, it's just the truth.
Show Kid, Mount Vernon, New York, suckers.
SDS Promotions.
Coach Mide from London, UK.
Let's go!
Checking in from Tennessee, it's Lethal James, P-A-Y-N-E. It's Lethal.
Line 6, Reed, just spreading that boots gospel.
Both from Bama, only in America.
Well, I'm a true attestation to the American dream.
King Born, Crown Heights, Brooklyn, you heard? Four chicken wings and french fries. Breakfast of champions. Let's get to it.
JT, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Stuff like that.
Yo, TVB, this coach J-Mac. New Orleans, Louisiana. 504, baby.
What have you?
C-Y-E.
California.
Like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon.
This is the number one pound for pound and two division champion, Marvin the Tank Furman from Dallas, Texas.
Mr. J.B.C.
L.B. Sutherland from D.C. to Stunt City, Bomb Squad.
Brandon Maurice, a.k.a. the AJ Trucking, straight out of Cincinnati, baby.
Mad Bat 100, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Chick Chickarelli, Hollywood, California.
Louis Reyes, Boston, Mass. Yo, drop that SDS shit,
this
son.
This message was brought to you by SDS Promotions.
The voice of the people, there is no equal. You can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. TheBoxingBoys.com.
As I always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up. Share this in every episode of the Boxing Boys podcast. This is TBD for life. If you ain't on Patreon,
it's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On today's list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m., returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9, scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda, at first to show up with cash p.m., and picking up Cousin Rick at Reagan at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands, at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included, which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com. It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On the list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m. Returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9. Grabbing custom party hats for Jane's half-birthday at lunch. Scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda, at first to show up with cash, p.m. And picking up cousin Rick at Dulles at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included. Which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at Zipcar.com.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I have no clue. Okay, that was that. Buenos dias, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? How are you? Hope everyone is doing very well this fine morning. We're going to be talking about Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua. And I quote, Fury is fooling the public, according to Eddie Hearn. And then Anthony Joshua comes out and says, I'm going to sign the contract. And then early this morning, which is already late in the morning in the UK, Fury came out and said that AJ and Eddie Hearn have until 5 o'clock UK time this evening. So this is crazy, man. It's just so sad that big fights are so difficult to make. But Luis Reyes, it's crazy. I just for the first time noticed that was you at the end of the intro. And I've been seeing you put, you know, like Viva Nez Vegas or Corvette Grand for so long. I never thought that was how your voice sounded. But interesting.
That was Stainless.
No. Of course I know Stainless. But Luis Reyes, he was like, he said, shout out Luis Reyes from Boston, Mass. He got the raspy voice. Mm. Yeah, like he Jada and shit from the Lux. But yeah, man, we're here to discuss Fury versus Joshua, giving you guys an update. Eddie believes Fury is fooling the public because Eddie believes he has a sit-down meeting with BT, DAZN, and a couple of other people that there's a meeting set for today. There's no scheduled signing for today. So Eddie believes that Manuel Char will be the person. There's something playing, Bo.
I heard it.
Let me double check. Who could it be? All right, it's off. What was that?
I don't know.
Lies. Lies, Bo. But anyway, yeah. Eddie believes it will be Manuel Char. That would be very disappointing. Char, I don't even know like what he's been doing, what he has done, when's the last time he's done anything. I swear, I feel like the only thing that I remember is him versus our good friend Chris Lovejoy. But outside of that, like, I don't know anything of note. I mean, and look, he got the win over Lovejoy, but again, I don't know. You know, and Fury's such a flip-flopper, right? It's like one day he is retiring, the next day he is not retiring, you know. So you don't know how to feel. Because if this was your Bon Voyage fight, then yeah, cool, you know. You know, we're cool with that. But right now, it's like he's retiring, he's not retiring. And we're not really in the situation where we want to give him that Mayweather-Berto fight. Like, we knew what it was versus Berto, but it was Mayweather's last fight. And essentially it was, right? I mean, I think he came back for the McGregor as to be the last boxing fight under true professional rules. Now he's just been doing, like, you know, those exhibitions, which he got one off this weekend. And he got a stoppage. And I was going to I was going to probably do that as the show. Like, is Floyd now ruining his legacy because he continues to have these sideshow fights and, you know, dudes that wouldn't normally touch him are starting to touch him because Father Tom waits for no man. So even the great Floyd, even TBE, is being hit by mediocre people, you know? So I don't know, man. You know, some believe that this could ruin his legacy. Jake Paul specifically, don't know if you guys have seen that, but, you know, this is the Jake Paul voice, so we will pull that up for you and allow you to hear, you know, what it is Jake Paul is saying on his very, very, very popular social media. I'm just scrolling through the many, many notes and clips that we have in the pre-production. And I think I might have misplaced the good old video that I am looking for, man.
So what's going on with Manuel Char again?
So Eddie Hearn believes that Manuel Char is next. And
for Joshua?
No.
For Fury. I wouldn't want to see that.
Me neither. Not in the slightest, but let me see if I can.
Waiting 9 days for the Queensbury working hard to try and make the fight, and now he wants to give a deadline of, what, 36 hours to sign the fight, where we waited 9 days to get the contract. So, you know, I don't know. He's fighting Manuel Char on December 3rd, as far as I'm concerned. I felt it all along. I hope it wasn't the case, but it's looking that way.
There you go. Shout out to ID Boxing.
And Jake Paul being sued for $100
million. It sounds like Eddie is going to put in a lawsuit. But, you know, I'm glad you reminded me about Jake to go ahead and show everybody what is going on. Let's see here. All right. And we're going to be screen sharing. T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the Jake Paul video. And this is addressed to Mayweather. So this is our subtopic here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, picture this. It's 2022. Floyd Mayweather is ruining his legacy, fighting no-name guys, wasting his fans' money, wasting his fans' time. He doesn't even know the names of the guys he's fighting, and then he chooses to fight. Comedy shorts gamer. Influencer. To make some money to pay his tax bills. Floyd Mayweather telling Jake Paul that he will only fight Jake Paul if he comes down to his weight, 140 pounds or something. I can't believe what's going on in the world. I can't believe this is real. Floyd, I will fight you. And you know that's one of the biggest fights to make in boxing. I weigh 175, you weigh 165, we can get that done. Make a couple $100 million, but what will your excuse be? You didn't care what my brother weighed. So why do you care what I weigh? Oh, because you know what's gonna happen. I want to say I got your O. I don't want to just say I got your hat. I got your O. But you're going to find a way to dance around this. You know, you said, oh, once he fights a professional fighter, he's going to get destroyed. It'll be bad for him. Why not let that be you? The best ever. There's only one Mayweather. But he's scared to fight Jake Paul. It's 2022. I can't believe what the fuck's going on, guys. God damn it.
So that's Jake Paul.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
And his attempt to get Floyd in the ring. What you think of that, Bo?
It's a good attempt, but I don't see it happening based off that video alone.
No, of course not. Any logic, though, behind what he's saying? Do you feel Mayweather's tainting the legacy with the continuing to do exhibitions?
Tainting Floyd tainting his own legacy?
Mm-hmm. I mean, look. Nah. Does Jake have a point? It's like, you know, Floyd don't even know the name of the guys he's fighting.
That's okay. They cutting their check. he in Japan where they think the man that he and Floyd fighting against is like a Kimbo Slice or something. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, we had people thinking Kimbo Slice could beat Mike Tyson, you know? Mm-hmm. So they believe in their mans. We know our mans is better. He going over there to collect that check, and he steady making history off exhibitions and things over there with for them.
So I just want to screen share Jake Paul's box record to prove that, you know, he's more entertainer than anything else, because he's never fought at 75, yet he says on his video, I'm 175. But he's always been 191, 189, 191, 190, 191. So I don't know. Is he insinuating he can make 175?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's all insinuation.
Mm-hmm.
Can't, I mean, even the Hussein Rahman Jr. fight was scheduled, you know, for north of that.
Yeah, it was 190.
Yeah.
Like, he's never had a 175-pound fight scheduled ever. So that message was strange. But, Danny, how do you feel about, you know, Floyd and these continuous...
I loved it, man. Let me tell you. I was up, and I was laying in bed, right? And I set up, like, my pillows and shit so I could be nice and comfortable. Had mm-hmm. the TV. I brought it out from the wall a little bit just to get it, you know, a couple inches closer to me.
Yeah.
And I had a ball, bro. The first two fights, I ain't know none of them guys. And, you know, they just
He fought the bodyguard, though. The bodyguard fought, didn't it?
Yeah, but the first two fights was...
Bodyguard was got bodied. Yeah, bodyguard was definitely not Kevin Costner, for sure.
I mean, he was fighting a real boxer. It looked like dude had some
form. Bro, he was fighting a little-ass boy, man.
Dude had form,
That dude
bro.
Was small, man. That dude was small.
Of course he's smaller than a bodybuilder.
That bodyguard is clearly a heavyweight. I've met him. He's a heavyweight.
No. They weighed in, boy. He wasn't no heavyweight.
You lying.
He wasn't. Yeah, he was technically cruiser because it was 185.
He got 185. He got skinny legs.
How the fuck that dude get down to 185? Have you know skinny you legs. Met him.
Yeah, but champ, I haven't seen him since he's been training for this fight. Like,
he ain't been training. Stop calling that shit training, man.
You don't think he training?
Bro, hell no. He let a little Chinese dude beat him up. I'll fuck him up.
He ain't a
boxer. At this age, I'm sleeping him. He going night-night.
Man, you getting there
And
with
I
that
always
dude.
Knew he was sus with that dumbass ponytail.
That's like saying you'll whoop Sean Porter. You know?
What?
When the bodyguard got in there with a real boxer, and the real boxer, no matter what weight class he was in, beat his ass.
I'm a boxer at this point compared to that motherfucker. You kidding me?
So you're telling me basics. You can whoop Floyd bodyguard?
Did you not see him lose to the Chinese delivery man?
I didn't ask you to ask me a question. Man. I asked you, did you think you could whoop him? Hell, you asked me a question.
I already answered that when I told you I was sleeping.
You know who I got in the fight, so I'm just asking, do you think you can do it?
I didn't even question it. I said, I will sleep him.
No, this you didn't. You said, did you not see him?
No, play it back. I literally said, I will sleep him, man. He got beat by a Chinese delivery dude. Now, yeah. I'm going to assume I could beat him, but you know what I mean? We all know I'm going to take it serious.
You're going to let me.
Unlike his ass.
You're
going
to let me and Danny work the corner?
He got hit with an equilibrium shot, my man.
Me and Danny going to work the corner.
Yo, you see, he tried to skip to the rope, yo. Floyd, you need to be ashamed of yourself. How is he guarding your body?
Well, first of all.
His physical prowess alone.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Stop trying to make it okay. He got hit in the face by a dude. All right, I'm not even going to exaggerate. Give me his real name so I can check the box so I can see just the weight differences.
It was a 40-pound difference.
Okay.
It was 145.
And now tell him the height difference. I'm telling you, the dude came there after delivering Chinese food. His bike with the basket was still out front. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
That was racist.
That was not. That's, yo, my man.
It was in Japan, by the way.
Well, wherever. My man is little as hell, and that shit shouldn't have even been sanctioned at all. And then you get slapped.
Nah, I'm gonna be honest.
He should lose his job. I'm being real.
You can't be mad at that, and not be mad at like two fights before it. It was a guy with like 115 losses fighting.
Fighting who?
A motherfucker.
You mean on that card?
Yes.
No, I think you don't get it. It's more about you out here. Pushing dudes, trying to get in fights with fighters when you around Floyd. See, y'all forget. I don't forget. Ness don't forget this motherfucker what? With the weird umbrella ponytail, always acting tough at every press conference, pushing real fighters, and acting like he could fight. Then you get in there and you get slapped by a little dude. Like,
I'm going to be honest
Floyd
with
needs
you.
To fire him because it's over. I'm Nobody be afraid no more. It's like when Mike lost the motherfucking
event.
Exactly. Everybody started running through him like, fuck it. He ain't no bully
be
no more.
I'm going to be honest with you. I saw the entire fight. I thought this shit was staged. I ain't going to bullshit you.
So you saying that Floyd's bodyguard took a dive? Because that right hand looked real than a motherfucker.
Bro, all I'm saying is that really he was real giddy.
The way he skipped to my Lou after that shit, he got hit in the head and was like, oh, this shit real. And he started trotting away like a little horse.
I'm just saying him and the fighter was real happy.
Find the highlights
and
so the people can see.
Arms around each other after the fight.
Yeah, I mean, that check, that money real. That money is real.
You ain't getting a check in the ring. You know that shit don't come to
Bruh,
you back the to
the
money
is real though. Like you dealing with Floyd. There's nothing to worry about. Like that money is real. You the fight is over. That's it. You ain't get seriously injured. You going back to that check. That bodyguard ain't getting there for no reason. So joke's on me for laughing at him because we all know he got paid for that.
His name's Jizzy Mac.
But Floyd needs to fire him because the jig is up.
Boy, he didn't took
the
a
jig
bullet.
Is up.
He didn't take a bullet for Floyd.
The
he
gig
ain't
is up.
Him.
The jig is up. homie ain't. Yeah. That's all he good for then. Take bullets, cause you can't fight. That like it's worthless.
I mean,
wait. Oh well, he's in Vegas too. I guess he could carry a gun too. So, right?
Oh yeah. I mean,
cause he can't fight. I mean, he can't fight. There's no reason to
be
working
be
as a bodyguard
you,
if you can't.
I'm
fight.
Gonna be honest with you though. If I'm hiring a bodyguard, do I want my bodyguard to fight or do I want him to shoot? I want him to shoot.
I'm going
to
be real.
I don't even want a bodyguard that's not carrying.
I'm going to be real. I watch so many movies that, I watch Kevin Costner be.
Oh, my
be,
God. Stop.
Whitney Houston's bodyguard. God. He knew how to shoot
and
fight.
And they fell in love, too.
He knew how to shoot
it was,
and
it
fight.
Was, it was real Cinderella.
So then, Bo, the other bodyguard that I watched was Secret Service Gerald Butler when he was the bodyguard Secret Service for the president, Morgan Freeman.
On TV, like on a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
He knew how to fight and shoot.
Okay.
Like
in the movie or in real life?
I don't know any bodyguards.
I think he's talking about the movie, but.
I don't know any bodyguards that don't. Know how to fight
thing.
And shoot.
You don't know no
he
bodyguard.
Another professional fighter.
Yeah,
if
he don't
was,
know no bodyguard.
Bro, if he was fighting a regular movie. Cat off the street.
Bruh, that's not. Bruh, oh shit, I got it right here. Oh, that was Bo. That was fucking Bo. Bo trying to get his flag. Cause you know Floyd don't want his bodyguard out here again.
Oh, you can't show the clip?
I'ma show it. Look, man, you calling that stage, man. Get the fuck out of here. He need to
little
rip that TMT
bumping,
patch
though.
Off.
You tripping. You rip think that, all big people supposed to whoop all
rip,
little people.
Rip that. Rip. Bruh. That little dude, the only
We're
way
letting
he's
hands
supposed
go.
Listen to me. The only way he's supposed to beat you know how the saying go. A little good dude could beat a bad big man. So all we doing is saying the same thing. We agree. Homie is bad. He on the floor looking like, this is sad. I'm just saying, this is not what it should be. Oh, look, I can't even get it to play again. Y'all missed it if y'all ain't get it. But anyway, it is what it is. Shout out to Floyd. Gave his son to be entertained, you know, because it was definitely funny. And look, I'm glad I ain't go show it that much because the clip itself got a million views on Twitter. So, you know, that's all over. That's all over the place.
So he fought a professional
Ryzen actually
That's what
he fought
I've been
a
saying
professional kickboxer with 50 fights.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You should expect to get your
so,
ass whooped.
So you feel me? He ain't fight a regular guy. Bro,
why don't you stop checking Wikipedia? Show these people a motherfucking face off. Show them a face off, man.
I don't have
Stop trying to pull up my man resume. Oh, he got 50 fights in kickboxing and 25 in jiu-jitsu.
But that's what matters though.
No,
you want to look
matters,
at the picture of them standing
is,
together. That
what matters
really
is
matter.
Height. And weight.
Yeah, if you both professionals.
Yo, Bo, it only,
one dude
it
ain't
only,
no
it
boxer.
Only matters, it only matters when Jake is taking the fights. It don't matter when somebody else take the fights. Only when Jake take them.
Bruh. First off, he had the wrong game plan. I gotta show this shit, bro. I don't know if it's because.
Well, there goes our noon topic. So Canna, Brandon, try to find us another one.
What you mean? We was talking about Bob. Look, we was
not gonna touch on the Big Floyd stuff.
What Big Floyd stuff? Look at that shit, my man. Hey, y'all, look. Yo, they need to clip this right here and put some breakdancing music. Yo.
Bro, it keeps starting at the end. We ain't see.
Yo.
Yeah, that's the one I'm saying right here. What the hell?
Yo.
Man, it was a knockdown, bro.
Bruh. My man was exhausted. That's why he lost.
The flow was
That's slippery. What he get for not fucking training. Bottom fucking line. He exhausted. You can see that clip and tell he exhausted. He exhausted, man.
I mean, how much training could he have done in a month to compare to a guy with 50 professional
And
fights?
He a bodybuilder. They not built to Word. Do no boxing. They built to just look good.
M-G. You know they lying. This is straight a lie right here. This is a lie. Look at this. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. There was only a 1-inch difference.
They ain't show the weight, though.
Yeah, of course not.
Bro, he's not tall, though. That's the thing.
Who?
He ain't taller than you.
Bro, this dude is not 5'9".
Nah.
Can you agree on that so we could just move on?
Okay, yeah.
There's no way in hell he's 5'9", bro.
I'm like, bro, I thought he was my height. You feel me? I'm 5'10". I'll give him another inch.
Bro, there's no way my man is no way. This is the most fun. And
bro,
then,
but look, he's a 40-year-old man fighting the younger guy.
Meanwhile, the younger guy looks older.
That's just genetics, bro. That's just Asian.
No, that's...
And he looks like he's 45, bro.
He been getting beat, that's all.
Bro, he got more wins than he got losses. He got more wins than he got losses.
And he got more fights than dude got fights by a long shot.
He got more fights than this dude got years lived. That's crazy.
Yeah, that too.
Bruh.
I mean?
Y'all out here wilding. 70-inch reach, 100-pound difference.
It was 40-pound difference.
You crazy, man.
I saw him crying.
Bro, look at the motherfucking picture, man. Stop it.
See, and that's the problem. That's you didn't see the whole card.
They say
that, you know how many weights they showed on the entire card?
Yeah.
You want to know how many?
Mm-hmm.
None, bro. You know how many records they showed? One.
Mm-hmm.
50-0, that's it.
Okay, but what's that have to do with the fact that one man looks clearly bigger than the other?
They say never bet your man on a money.
Because that's
never
the old
bet your
picture,
money
bro.
On a man named Jizzy.
Yo, tell Floyd that he the one wildin'.
Hey, yo, I'm not gonna lie, seeing Sean fall out of his chair yesterday, that was a funny ass moment. That was pretty dope.
He fell out live. I only seen bits and pieces.
Yeah, he fell out live.
Bro, I lost my AirPod. Oh, it might be my jacket pocket here. I lost my AirPod, so I couldn't like listen to the whole
thing.
Damn.
Yeah. You ain't try to find my AirPod?
No, I just found.
That's the thing.
I lost
so, Micah,
like,
I'm
one
curious.
Of the individuals.
Was that like?
Did you say happy birthday to Micah?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
I ain't hear you.
Okay, motherfucker. If you don't
we
cut
can
off,
you say it live on. You got to send a super chat, Danny.
We hear you.
I was just trying to see was she really at the club 2 hours ago? Cause I'm like, I seen that. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, you seen the post?
I'm like, she ain't coming. Ago? Neither would I. You feel me? Like, I'm like, why she lie? Say she'd be back Monday. I wouldn't have came back Monday. You feel me? I would have sent y'all ass clean the fuck off. Right?
She definitely had.
So
I just wanted
to know, like, did you come straight from the club or?
She was downstairs working out when I got here.
Oh, what?
She said, I said, yo, what the hell? And she was like, nah, it's my birthday week and something. Like, why?
Then she had that flat tummy tea.
Nah.
Flat tummy tea? Yo, Bob,
what? What he say?
She got the flat tummy tea.
She was drinking. That's what she was drinking as a post workout.
Shout out Telly Swift.
Shout out Telly. Tell Champ we miss him.
Hell yeah.
Tell Champ we miss him, Telly. But a very happy birthday, Micah.
Thanks, Dan.
23? 24?
What?
25.
That young. Get out of here. You're
getting old.
You halfway to 30. Like next year, you won't feel it. Like this
25.
Year.
25.
Like, people say, like, when you get older, it don't really feel like your birthday. This the first year.
You doing your thing for 25, though. Let's be real. Homeowner. What's that? Scat pack she got?
Scat pack. She got the Hellcat outside.
That's crazy. Hellcat and a homeowner 25.
Hellcat, homeowner.
Danny, you might be right. You got to step it up.
Nah, I told you. Nah, but I'm going to be honest, bro. Women standards and men standards is different.
No, hell yeah. Women are always, bro, they mature.
No. They just, you know.
But they mature sooner than men.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Just statistically. Absolutely. But I'm saying, you know.
You know. Shout out to Micah.
You know what you know.
They said they thought you left, Micah, but.
Nah, she was on that birthday vacation.
Now she got fired on her day off.
She was on that birthday vacation.
Danny, you the last one to tell her happy birthday. You got to send her a birthday super chat.
Say the best for last.
Say the best for last. I heard that.
Yo, you seen Two Tonal Superstar on Twitter?
What happened?
Yo, he's saying that Floyd knockout was staged, that the punch didn't even connect. Yeah, and so, did. Like, a dude.
But he's not the only one. I've seen other people talking about that punch was fake. So, well, I think Montero, maybe? I'm not sure.
I want to say he got it from him, though. Like, okay. His used his shit. But, so this dude, Lefty? It's a dude on Twitter, I think, named Lefty or some shit. But boxing Twitter, I think it was simple. Anyway, this dude puts like a fucking collage of all the times Two Tone says something positive about Floyd. Because, you know, on Twitter, you could just go to that person's account and search by word. So he had like 2 minutes worth of clips of him like just praising Floyd. And even Leonard jumped in like, yeah, cook his ass. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go.
Wait, so he was praising Floyd in the past.
In the past.
So that means that this is unbiased.
Right.
If he's always giving Floyd praise, and now he's telling you he thinks the punch is biased, it could be his true opinion.
So I'm going to be honest with you.
I mean, the punch is fancy.
I would have to, like, pull the shit up for it to make sense. Because, like, with the cat, like, the way everything is written, reading it, everything makes sense. Like, I'm like, I felt like it was a good shot for shot. Like, okay, cool.
Bro, Leonard, it's like we're going to have to get active on Twitter in order to get Leonard in here. Like, homie is on Twitter more than he's on his phone, which makes no sense.
I think Twitter is on his phone, ain't it?
I mean, he could be one of them dudes that's on a laptop, bro.
Right.
Because it's like, it's impossible to get this dude, but he on
Twitter. Maybe he just ain't answering your call.
Do y'all remember when you used to be able to tweet by sending a text? It was 40404.
Nah. And
yeah, bro. Literally 40404, you could tweet by sending a text.
I never even knew that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's back when Twitter was, you know, it was like three people on there.
Yo, so what do you think about Tyson Fury? He comes out this morning while you were still getting ready for work talking about if Joshua and Eddie don't get the contract signed by.
Yeah, I seen that goof-ass shit. I wouldn't even tune in. I ain't going to lie to you. For that fight.
Man, like if you tuned in. You locked in.
Man, I ain't watching that shit.
You ain't watching Mac Moo versus Tyson?
No. Absolutely.
I'm gonna watch it. I don't want it.
Who's especially Mac? Oh, Mac Moo Char.
Yeah. Who is he? Exactly, motherfucker. Who?
Who said Mac Moo?
Who your best win? Christopher Lovejoy?
Hold on, there we go. Here we go.
For real.
Christopher Lovejoy for real?
For real.
I'm cool.
No, for real.
Who the fuck is that guy?
There we go.
There you go.
We live now.
Yo, Bo, you should see if this app is available for you.
What app?
It's called, I'll text it.
All right.
I don't want everybody using my app.
What is Because
what is going on? I wasn't going to say this. I wasn't going to say this shit. I wasn't going to say this shit, but like, y'all getting out of hand, man.
Who is up?
Michael.
Man, they know who they are, man. Like, yo, stop, man. I'm not with that whole imitation, it's flattery shit. Like, you dudes are really out here trying to be mini-me's. It's impossible. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you peeping somebody getting a little bit of traction, so you jumping on them shirts up. We both can't do the same thing. Me and Danny ain't wearing the same clothes. The fuck? This ain't like 20 years ago. Dudes is literally copying everything we do to the T, bro. It's like sad at this point. Like, you gotta have
that
some
means
you're
sort doing
of,
it right though.
No, Bo. Fuck that flattery shit.
You can't stop people. You got from a
lack of creativity. That is a lack of creativity. You need to dig deeper. You need to have shame. You should be ashamed that you out here copying. Like, why? So many of y'all copying the same thing. Like, everybody want to do our thumbnails. Everybody want to do our shorts. Like, bro, do your own thing. Copying the subscribe at the bottom. Copying the style of font. Copying the color letter. We changed that. And now it's like, Danny, we cut Danny in half, put the video in your stomach. They doing that. The thumbnail. Words at the bottom. They doing that.
Words at the bottom.
So I go to my fruity colors because only a true dude who's true confident in his sexuality could do the pinks and the greens and the yellows. You motherfuckers copy that.
No.
Come on, bro.
They copy that.
Lil Doyen, man. My mini me out here like, dude, what the fuck? Then you got... You know the witch from the Wicked Witch from the East copying, and it's like, yo, why? Like, what is up with y'all? Get some fucking creativity.
So you call them swagger jackals?
Absolutely. And what's sad is, you taking from someone older than you. Well, I get it because I fuck with Jay-Z, but damn, don't put me on that level.
Nah,
it's too much pressure.
And you know what I think the fucked up thing is that I don't even think it's the people, bro. I really think it's like the editors. You know what I'm saying?
Lack of creativity.
Right, for real.
Lack of creativity. Somebody is like, yo, can you do this for me? And they're like, yeah, I'm going to just copy it to the T. And all they really asking is for you to be, you know, as good as Jemmy. Not the fucking copy Jemmy. Jesus Christ. Sad, bro. Sad.
Shout out to Jemmy, though, man. We love you.
Sad, bro. Bro, and it, yo, it, bro, it's crazy. It really is.
Yo, so I'm not going to lie to you. I was thinking about a few things yesterday, and I was extremely disappointed, like, in myself and a little bit in you because, you know, you could have helped in this. But
what?
It's like there was shit that we forgot to ask Sean.
Porter?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't an interview, bro.
No. I'm talking about off air.
Oh.
And then I forgot to ask, or we just didn't discuss yesterday morning.
Huh?
The spot. Yesterday morning, the meeting. How did the meeting go yesterday morning?
Oh, it went well. I was telling Bo, I didn't get to give y'all no detail, obviously, but yeah, it went extremely well. I mean, the biggest issue is going to be...
You ain't got to, you know, too much, but yeah, I was just... I ain't asking. I'm like, fuck.
Bro, you got to stop asking secrets on the air, because you asked a secret, but he
can't
tell you.
I mean, we eventually, like we said the other day.
With Blue Wire, remember with Blue Wire, we was keeping it hush-hush.
Because they wanted to do a joint announcement.
Right. I ain't talking about Ness being secret. I'm talking about you asking secret questions.
And I'm saying, and I was being secretive.
The audience like, tell me. They still asking about the last thing.
Okay, well, if they ain't know about the last thing, then they don't pay attention.
Right. That is true enough.
I mean?
I mean, nonetheless, it went well. And we still got others, you know. What we would have to do...
TikTok.
Do we have any guests scheduled, Bo?
For the win, we got Junior, Vargas Junior.
Really? He took that?
That's what... Now I got to be secretive.
Yeah.
But when we was in there with...
Hold on.
Yeah, I was
going
to spill the beans.
ladies and gentlemen, do apologize. We had to, you know,
hash out some things.
Make sure that we had the appropriate guests for our 12 o'clock show live at the Wynn Casino from the Blue Wire Studio. But shout out to Kenichi Beer. If you don't have a set of Kenichi Beers, you playing games because they are the damn best. Not only for being our lead supporter, but because these are not only headphones, but gaming headphones as well. You can take off the detachable mic. We do raffles twice a month on these, and we want to give some of those out today. Bo!
Oh, God. What?
You gave them shirts out?
Nope. Uh-oh. I text everybody through Instagram.
They
didn't
answer you back. That's their problem.
No. I hit them back yesterday through Instagram and let them all know packages will be going out Monday.
Okay.
Yo, I said it yesterday. I just want to reiterate to over 300 people watching live.
Who's that?
Thank you, Brandon Lenz, for the $100. My Chicago Bears beat.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, we beat 100 on the game. And I'm going to be honest with you. He caught me at a
$100. That's a good come up.
Yeah, he caught me at a vulnerable time. You get what I'm saying? CYP had got under my skin, which doesn't happen very often, truth be told.
CYP got a counterpunch.
Let's get him on. And, yeah, so he caught me at a vulnerable time, and he shot himself in the foot. And Brandon, that is.
Here we go.
So, wait. So, you lost the bet with CYP?
Nah, bet with CYP's Thanksgiving weekend. Carlos, what up?
Oh, yeah. You definitely losing that bet. But I'm going to give you props because Saturday, they looked real good. Notre Dame looked real good. I give them props for that. But you're still getting that ass kicked. But, secondly, when it comes down to it, man, I'm getting real tired of this Floyd hate. This shit is getting weird to me. It's starting to get strange. I see the truth of the matter is this. I'm going to keep it real as I always do. People are used to these black old boxers getting their asses whooped for charity, being broke, stumbling their words, and needing people to tell them how proud they are of them because they can't say it for themselves. Floyd is the anomaly. He ain't got to go work Boxing De La Hoya. He ain't broken in debt. He ain't doing charity events. He's doing what every single rich man does when he retires, makes more money. Nobody has a problem with no billionaire old-ass white dude in his 80s continuing to make $40, $50, $100 million a year. He's doing nothing but the same thing he did before. But with Floyd, it's always, yeah, who was he fighting? Oh, he's ruining his legacy. He could have did that, man. Shut your fucking asses up. Stop worrying about Floyd because you secretly want to see him get his ass kicked, and he still ain't going to do it. He's fighting people that you know he's going to beat them, and that fucking makes you mad. You're still obsessed with trying to see Floyd lose. Get over it, my man. Move on to the next person. Floyd won in life, and there's nothing you can do about it. All hail CYP. All hail CBV.
Shout out, champ. Appreciate the call.
Yo, I got a poll I'm about to start.
Okay.
And it is Chris Sam. Eubank Jr., because it is fight week. It doesn't officially start yet.
No,
but
it's not, bro.
When is it?
Next week. There is not one fight card this weekend. Not one.
I told somebody that. Not one.
That's
who I told. I told, guess who I was on the phone with?
Who?
I can't tell you, but we were invited. We were invited to L.A.
Oh, what?
And we'll find out today if we get clearance to be in a very high-level camp.
Okay.
At 168.
Yo, okay. And, yeah, we might get clearance for a high-level camp at
168.
At Cruiser?
Oh.
At Cruiser.
Mm.
At Cruiser.
What state?
Florida, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That must be a camp they holding.
Is it high level or is it just high name, like a big name?
I don't know cruisers out there. Oh, Jake going to Florida?
I mean, not officially, maybe.
Dang, I guessed it right.
Can I go? When we can land in my other house?
Well, you know, they trying to get shit sorted. Obviously, everything going on in Puerto Rico.
I mean, they need a house? With a pool? Because I could do some things out there. Yeah,
bro, I don't think you got enough room for them.
I know. And I ain't letting them stay in my shit. Fuck that.
Bro, Jake call you right now. No. Like, yo, Nestor!
Actually, I might.
No, because matter of fact,
if
he called you.
Anything but yes.
No, let me tell you. Let me tell you. If he called you like, hey, yo, Nessie,
Yeah, I got your number from Jay, man. What's up? It's Jakey. Yeah, man. So look,
it's Jakey.
Yeah, obviously shit's fucked up in Dorado, man. You know, we're helping the people back home. Yo, look, I'm trying to come to Sarasota, Ritz-Carlton. I'm banned. I figured next best thing, the boxing voice.
Yeah, but we got a hurricane watch. My insurance contacted me, so there's going to be hurricanes. We don't really get hit where I'm at. But I tell you what, I do believe that.
You don't know. You wouldn't even have long enough to know.
The residual from being there, if it's done my way, not his way, you know. Then yes. Yeah, I would say yes because I'd buy another house.
I'm going to be honest with you. Even if it was what you call my way, bro, your mortgage is just getting paid for that year.
Possibly.
Think about how long a camp is.
They got to fight right around the corner.
Because you still talking my way for an entire camp.
That's just 2 weeks he got till you fight.
2 weeks.
It's the 29th, ain't it?
Oh.
Of October.
So 4 weeks.
Yeah, you got over a month. Okay, so not a full camp. Not a full camp. Damn, miss Halloween weekend. Fuck. Yo, we got to get that shit booked.
What?
I was just
the Phoenix flights?
Yeah.
Yo, I was actually checking that.
Flights.
I know. It's a 4-hour drive. I know.
Yeah. You always said we was driving.
I did. But I checked flights because it's, you know, Southwest right there.
Oh, wow.
The two guests we had from Phoenix, they like, yo, remember somebody was like, yo, it costs whatever? It's like, don't listen to them. I found, $43 flights. So they was right, but I found like $70 flights.
I don't know. I think the drive, because I know you're going to get a rental when we get down there. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that. I don't like rentals because I can't smoke and that shit. That's why I drive most places because I'd rather.
But I'm saying if you fly.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You would get a rental, which is why I think you would just drive.
Of course.
For a 3.5-4-hour drive, you know?
Definitely.
And you can show Jake. I'm pretty sure that's the same Corvette that he had bought for Tommy. Or not Tommy, for Hassim.
Yeah, he could give me his.
Yeah, you know, Jake buys his opponents gifts. He had bought Tyron the Rolex.
The Wiggity Watch. Okay.
So he had bought Hassim a Corvette.
Corvette.
Does he still got it?
That's the rumor.
No. He still got the Corvette.
And the rumor is the silver getting it, or he might keep it.
Yeah, the rumor is.
So Jake still got the Corvette. Yeah, he actually never gave it.
Because I seen him fight.
They never fought.
Right. I'm just checking. Yeah, yeah. He might have gave it before. Well, I don't know.
He
bought it before.
I feel like you would have seen some of but nah.
I would. That's what I was saying. I thought I would have seen it.
No. He still got the car. So either Anderson going to get it or from what I was told, he said Anderson getting it if Jake chooses to not use it before then. So we'll see.
Whether you're home or away, stay connected to your team with T-Mobile, the network that covers 99% of people in America. They've been investing billions to light up their best network ever. From your backyard to a sold-out stadium, get T-Mobile's best coverage yet. Plus, with T-Mobile, you get a price lock guarantee, so they won't raise the rate of your talk, text, and data ever. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Coverage not available in some areas. Price lock exclusions like taxes, fees, select promos, and third-party services apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Mm. I mean, if I'm Jake, I'll use it and then give it
to him. So even if he get knocked out by Anderson, he's still going to give him a Corvette?
I mean, I would assume he would do what he did with Tyrone and give the gift before the fight. Because he gave the Rolex to Tyrone like a couple days before the fight. Right. It was like during the press conference or some shit.
And that's also why I assume that he might have already gave Rockman the Corvette as well.
I mean, they ain't even make it to fight week.
Yeah, it was fight week.
What, Sunday?
Yeah, the very beginning of the week.
I mean, if you count.
Because remember that weekend, he definitely went on the
way
in, Rockman.
And still missed weight.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which was okay according to the contract.
Yo, Bo. Have you talked to M to the K?
About?
Anything? Yeah, when the last time y'all text or talk?
Man, they said they was going to hit us up when they got back from L.A., and I've seen them on No Jumper and all type of stuff since then.
No, I know. That's good.
They on tour.
Let them get even more popular. Double back, man. Double back. After the show, definitely remind me to tell you about what exactly, because telling you, yesterday was amazing.
And how long you was up there?
That would be perfect for them.
You're
right.
I mean, beyond this, that shit perfect. Got the screen, bro. Like for replays and walkouts.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is crazy.
How long you was up there?
Till I got tired. Bro, my man got the auto dabber. I was dabbing. I never dab.
Oh, you finally dab?
Bro, I want that shit. I'm like, yo, I could get the dab at Hardin. He like, hell yeah. I'm like, yo, I need that. He's like, yeah, we sponsored by Dr. Dabber. I'm like,
bro, Dr. Dabber, that's who I met at the convention. That's who I did my first dab with.
I'm like, yo, how much is that? He said, so, you know, he's like $300-$400. I'm like, oh, shit. He's like, nah, we sponsor. I'm like, yeah, well, you're going to have to sponsor me. Because I ain't buying that shit, but I definitely want me a dabber. That shit was so pure, I swear to God, it felt like I was, like, eating the bud.
Bro, I don't know about your, mine was really, like,
it was
a
strong.
Super head high. Like, I felt, like, super locked in, like, super focused. Like
I mean, it was hard for me because I'm like, what is the weed he got? You know, what kind of weed is that? It felt like sativa to me. You know, but that's what, like, these smokers, they be going, oh, I got to go to work. Let me get sativa. And it's like, bruh, I'm a real smoker. Give me that shit supposed to put down horses. Watch me walk right through that shit. You know what I'm saying?
He said he want that horse tranquilizer.
Mm-hmm.
He said he want that fentanyl, boy. You tripping.
Give me that heavy shit, bruh. I want that shit that normal people be in slow-mo. That slows me down to normal pace. If not, I'm telling you, I'm out here GTAing, man.
You said my boy wants some fentanyl.
Yo.
Nearly 400 people tuned in live. Y'all know the number to call in. 425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice of the People hotline. Make sure y'all subscribe and smash the like button as well. We are trying to reach that next goal.
157,000.
Word.
We are like at 156,118.
Okay.
So we on the hunt for about 900 more. 900 more. You know, I hate that I am having a report on this Fury news, man. And, you know, it wasn't like this when he was negotiating with Wilder. I wonder why he's so iffy when it comes to AJ. You know?
Isn't AJ iffy when it comes to signing contracts?
I mean, AJ got a team of lawyers. They got to go through the Coleman and, the, you know, make sure everything is good. You heard what M to the K said. They signed the contract.
Right.
And that shit basically was saying, like, nah, you ain't getting paid.
You ain't never getting paid. Like, what kind of contract was that?
So, you know, you got to have good lawyers, man. You got to have good lawyers. And Fury knows that. I just don't like that Fury's on this deadline shit anyway. It's like, bro, you know we out here trying to watch the fight. And I say we, but I really mean the UK public. Honestly, I don't care for this fight.
For what? The AJ fight?
Nope. Only reason or way I get more invested in AJ Fury is if Usyk truly gives Wilder a shot. Then I'm interested because it's like, okay, winners meet. But I got a poll. Chris Eubank Jr. by KO, 33%. Chris Eubank Jr. by UD, 29%. Conor Benn by KO, 23%. Conor Benn by unanimous decision, 15%. Danny, what would you say is Conor's best win and Chris Eubank's best win? And Bo, please think of your answer while we wait on Danny's. I think that this is the fight where we're going to make the money. And this fight happens in 8 days. That it will be 12 days. And it gives us enough time to do more research than we've ever done this year on any bets. We usually just bet and wing it off of knowledge. I say we watch some tape. They got Eubank by decision as a almost fucking 4-1. If we could convince ourselves that Conor's durable enough not to be knocked out, this is the play.
Yo,
I don't believe Conor can beat Eubank. I think that the only way he can beat Eubank would be by stoppage.
Yeah.
And I think Eubank has been in there with bigger men, naturally bigger men. Like, I don't even understand this fight, honestly.
So, after this weekend, and after looking at a couple people, a couple friends of mine who bet and just, you know, I was just looking into some shit. What I want to do moving forward, at least with the bets, is already have the bets when we come on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that, bro, my man's, he bet one game this weekend.
Yeah, but game.
No, listen, but hear me, though. It was still his method, and there's like a term to it. So he bet on two different sites and bet both teams, right? No matter what, it was a 2.7% return. No matter what. It was either like 2.7 to like 8% return, right? So no matter what happened, he was cool. But he like, bro, every time 2.7%. And he's like, you know, he's doing like 2,000-3,000 a weekend. But he hedges his bet and regardless makes money because he's catching different odds on different sites. So it's like he covers both ways to it. Just catches different odds and you know, comes out victorious a little bit, but better than nothing.
How much is he
very
betting,
difficult
no,
for
total.
Us, though. Very difficult for us because...
How much is he betting total?
Money lines be so lopsided, and then...
So you don't know.
Not a lot of sites give us
both,
the options.
Both, 2,000-3,000.
Okay.
Like, Bovada is by far the best thing that I've used, not name... DraftKings and FanDuel. And I won't say that Bovada's not better than them. I just haven't used DraftKings and FanDuel since I left New Jersey, which is 2 years ago, maybe.
You know, and I think I told you maybe off air, maybe on, but I looked it up, bro. I just found out when I was looking into the Jake Paul fight, you know, they have DraftKings and FanDuel out there. It's legal in Arizona. I looked from my house, which I'm closer than you are, but from my house, I'm like 30 minutes from the Arizona border. So I know I was telling you, man, if I'm going to check the shit out, if the app, when we're out there for the fight, if the apps are worth it, you know, maybe once a week you make that half hour drive to the Arizona border, you get your bets in, and then that's all you got to do till the next time you get bets in, because the money's going to hit the kitty regardless of where you are.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Because I've never bet with those. Let me tell you, I have never bet with DraftKings or FanDuel. Those have never been legal here.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen my friends use them. So I got a bookie in Chicago, brother. It's like, I know that whenever I want something that I can't find in Vegas, DraftKings or FanDuel will have it. So I'll just hit him up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you feel about... Joe Joyce stopping Joseph Parker, even though we told you that it would go that way.
Who?
He's talking to you.
Who?
Who?
You know what I'm saying? Me and Danny said that he was going to knock him out.
I don't know what you're talking about, Bo, because the only one that recommended publicly 7 through 12 was me. Danny only started recommending that after I said it. Now...
I was just asking.
Obviously, I chose decision, but I did hedge it. The issue was,
and we did round robin, so you should have.
No, it didn't pay me, Bo. Pay me, and I should have been paid. I only lost one fight, like
right.
Like you lost but, two, I thought, because you had Parker,
but I had a round robin,
right.
So out of and four bets, you lost two.
He lost two.
Right. That's what I said. The only thing you can't do is lose more than one.
Oh, but, more than one.
No, you said no, bro. You said if you lose two, he still win a little bit.
No. If you lose one, you win a little bit. If you lose two, you come close to breaking even.
So I got a question. If you do it, can you do – so the round robin – okay, round robin would have to be four, right? You can't do three?
Yes, you can do three.
So that one is still only – if you lose one, you still win, right?
Nah, because the – if you lose one, it's more of an impact. It's 33% rather than 25%, you know what I'm saying, of your bet. What you get paid back ain't going to be 66%. You're going to make less, because they betting it three different ways.
All good, bro.
Round robin is very complicated.
I see.
Because it's literally 54 bets made on like four picks.
Yeah, no.
Which is retarded, right? Nah. Because they didn't give me Maxie Hughes and Shakur, but he's in my round robin.
Go. So if you look at your closed bets, you should be able to see the plus and minuses in the reds and greens all laid out. And it's going to be a whole lot of them in there. And you'll be able to see each and every one. It's
but they never made Maxie Hughes by decision, which I had in there. And yeah, Shakur by decision.
You got to look back in.
What you mean look back in?
I'm coming over.
Oh, Lord. Yo, screen share this so the people can at least learn with you, Ness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That way we can at least, you know, educational time with TBV or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to the mic. So,
but you see, it don't say no Shakur, and they definitely put Joyce, but they ain't put Shakur and Maxie Hughes. Look, why they ain't give me that motherfucker? And I hit all three. I hit all three out of four. Look, Core by decision, Joyce by knockout, Hughes by decision, Rankin by decision. Only one I lost was Rankin.
Hold on. Give him the mic now so people can hear what's going on, because I'm confused as hell.
So scroll up a little. So you see right now it shows Hannah Rankin and Joe Joyce by decision. You could have won that individual one. And keep scrolling down.
They ain't fucking with us, man. They don't want us to make money, Ness.
You got to keep scrolling to the bottom. So you won? No, because... That's Joyce by decision, so keep going. Just scroll to the bottom. No, show you all the different ways that they made your bets.
So right here was being screen shared as Ness, his round robin from this past weekend. Ness having, and me too, having a difficult time. I've never bet round robin. I don't really understand. So right here, Bo is just walking Ness through his bets. So for those of you who aren't familiar... You can watch along to see if we can learn together, because goddamn it, this shit confusing.
Now, how the fuck none of them hit when I got three picks in there? You just four. Seen it. The shit said Joe Joy 7 through 12. Maxie Hughes motherfucking decision and Shakur decision. They robbed me, but it's all good.
The Joe Joyce decision and the Hannah Rankin.
He said he had Joe Joy 7 through 12.
Look, I'm going to show it to you one more time.
Yeah, let me see it from this screen.
It's there. Everybody's seen it.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what's up, because I'm going to be honest. I was considering doing that because it sounded really good.
Look.
But now I'm seeing that it was all a facade.
Look. Mm-hmm. Core by decision. Hannah Rankin decision.
She didn't win the decision.
Joe Joyce, 7 through 12. Hughes decision. That's three out of four of the parlay. So in a round robin, how the fuck I don't get paid?
Three out of four of the parlay. In a round robin, they parlay all your different bets in multiple different ways.
So they ain't going to parlay it in three?
In the parlay where somebody loses, you automatically lose that specific parlay within the round robin.
I just don't get it.
No one ever understands round robin until you start winning. When you start seeing that, oh, I lost one bet, but I still made money, then you'll understand. Man. But
all I know is that right there hurts. That right there. This right there, it's right here. This one hurts.
I got a delay.
Shakur decision, Rankin decision, Joyce 7 through 12, Maxie Hughes decision. That fucking hurts, man.
Rankin lost the decision.
Man, the fucking parlay on a round robin. Loses. That's a round robin. They supposed to pay me. You said I could lose one. He said I could lose one.
Yeah, but you lost two.
No.
You lost the joint. No. On that individual parlay, yes, you lost one. But on a parlay, we all know that if you lose one, you lose.
But that was a round robin. That's what I'm saying.
Round robin is all the different parlays combined.
Man, they robbed me, man. Whatever, man.
Yo, play the violin, Ness. Play the violin.
You went.
It's all good.
I got
it right here. What you mean?
It's all good. That's why. That's why I'm trying to take advantage and get a jump start on this kind of Ben. There's very good money on that kind of Ben fight. Very good money. If you believe in kind of Ben, he's almost paying 2-1. And that's money line. So you know, you go into that. Look, kind of Ben by decision is plus 440. Kind of Ben by knockout. Where are you by knockout? Oh, wow. You could bet.
You think Conor Ben might knock out?
Hell no. I'm going for Eubank. I'm just wondering, can Eubank not get the knockout? And should we bet on a decision?
Conor Ben bumping, though. But his best win is.
You know what?
That's what I'm saying. Is he tough enough to go 12?
His best win is Sebastian Formella off Formella's loss to Sean Porter.
Again, is he tough enough? I don't care none about none of that.
Bro, that's
can
a
he
question
last
you
12?
Asked 5 minutes ago.
Can he last 12?
You know what I want to see, Ness? I want to see Dwayne, bro. Because.
Too late. You wait for that, you're going
to
lose the odds.
That's the best
No. Here's the thing. You get your shit in like you did with the girls, right? You got your shit in ahead of time. But then. You know, after the weigh-in, for one, you get a better visual. For two, they open up so many more bets.
Chris Eubank definitely in the lead to win, but more people think he'll get the knockout, which I'm not sure. Conor Ben is youthful, young, prideful. There's so much on the line with this fight. CYP, who you got?
Conor Ben, because you like...
Yeah, who you got between Conor Ben and Chris Eubank?
And how?
Man, I'm going with the bigger man, knocking his ass out. And he might even do it in the first round. I'm not even bushing.
Knockout?
He's going by knockout. There's no way he's letting that little dude box with him the last fight. He's just not doing it. He's not doing it. He's knocking him out. And to be honest with you, it's not even that big of a fight to me. It's just cool. It ain't big enough for no pay-per-view, man. I think everybody knows what's going to happen. They hoping for something spectacular, but get out of here, man. Get out of here. Get out of here. Bigger man, stoppage.
Oh, shit. Bigger man, stoppage.
Bo hung up on you.
Why, Bo?
Get out of here, is what he said.
Yo, champ.
It ain't happening.
What up?
Champ.
What up?
Can we cut this fan?
You got the remote, champy. What
fucking freezing.
It's winter in Vegas.
Yo, I just want to say, you know how we always talk about the promoters fucking us and putting cards on, overlapping each other?
Mm-hmm.
What's the next card or the next time that that comes to mind where we will have fights overlap?
October 15th, but not necessarily overlap.
Okay. October 15th, who fighting that day, bro?
Devin.
Everybody, bro.
Deontay. Clarissa.
There's even little shows on that day,
No, let me tell you.
There's even little shows on
even
that
day. Even M to the K on that date. Even James Payne, what's it called? They got...
TriStar.
TriStar got a date. That's crazy.
Crazy. It gets better, though. You ready?
What?
Because more cards have been added to that fucking date. It gets fucking better.
Who?
The Zone added not one, but two cards. Two cards to the date. They got Liam Parro versus Brock Jarvis. Yeah. Liam Parro, obviously, number one in the WBA at 140 pounds.
What's the other card? That card don't mean nothing to us.
I mean, it's going to have title shot implications for sure. And then Misfits Boxing is having a show in the UK as well that day.
With who?
They ain't announced it yet. But I just don't get why they do this. Like, why do y'all keep just... put in fucking 1,100,000 cards the same day. They just taking viewership away from their fighters. Like, the shit is stupid. The shit is stupid. Look, same thing. October 29th. You got Jake Paul in Arizona. Lomachenko in New York. Jojo Diaz in San Diego. Katie Taylor in London. Unbelievable. And you got Huey Fury and Michael Hunt if that shit still goes on. So we going, October's gonna be a busy month, that's for sure. Yeah, Ness, I think so too.
I mean, you know how I feel about that, bro. I've already gotten upset when they put the females on that card. You can't ask me to get upset again. You know, the more they add, I'm not gonna take my anger to the next level. It's just, you know, it is what it is. This is what they do to us as boxing fans. You know, it's pretty much, you know, we get it however they give it to us.
Word. I feel it, champ. I feel it. Who else we got on the phone lines, bro?
That's still CYP. We got a bunch of callers on the phone line, but if you haven't pressed one, we really can't go to you. But we do got a super chat from Mike Wilkins that says, Ness, I agree with you 100 about that bodyguard. Tell me about it, bro. He needed to be fired. It's over. Ain't nobody going to be afraid of that shit. They're going to try him more now, for sure.
I guess now he going to actually have to do what he paid for.
Not really, because he ain't paid to fight. He paid to protect Floyd and know how to fight. But, like, they going to be picking on him now, which ain't got nothing to do with Floyd.
Who you got, Charlie Z or the bodyguard?
Come on, man.
Bougie from Broward. He says, check out DMs, Ness and Bo. Bama Bo. Y'all snap with the Portaway pod. What's your take on Jake choosing the opponent for Amanda since he managed her? I mean, what opponent? The one she just bodied? Don't nobody care.
I'm sure it ain't Jake. I'm sure it's the matchmaker, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got his boy H2O on his undercard, right?
Yeah.
What's his name again, Ash?
Ashton Silva.
Ashton Silva.
So, Rob C feels to seem like we need to play the audios of
Oh yes, the video, yep.
You want what? Of Fury coming out?
Yeah. Of coming out? What you mean coming out? We talking about the deadline, right?
Yeah, the one he made today.
Yeah.
And AJ's freestyle. But this is Fury and his message to AJ and the team.
Today is D-Day, people! Fucking D-Day! You're going to sign the contract, you big pussy? Or are you not going to sign it? When Wilder sent me the contract for Wilder 1, I signed it within 24 hours because I wanted to smash his face in. You've had the contract 10 days now, bitch. Still ain't signed it. If it's not done by 5 o'clock today, GK's moving on. He fancies himself as a bit of a Jay Hussey, but really, he's just a big bodybuilding pussy. Get off! Today.
Yo, what Tyson the Fury's fuck? He's amazing. He's crazy. I never heard
Tyson.
That.
I love Tyson. I love him.
He's crazy.
He's amazing.
That's crazy, Tyson.
Yo, that was legit. That was legit.
All right. Time to play the AJ freestyle.
AJ's a rapper. Let's see. I haven't seen the freestyle either.
So Tyson Fury has come out and responded to Mahmoud Char and confirmed that if AJ don't sign, he told him he'll fight him on December 3rd if Anthony Joshua does not sign a contract today. If he don't sign today, you are in, Big G. And you can show them how a real man throws down. Yo, this dude is tripping, yo. Big G.
Big G. I see.
My man ain't even got a fucking G in his name. Big G.
Bro, I'm like, is he calling them like big gangsters or some shit? Like, what the fuck? Bro, talking about a real man throws down. Man, ain't nobody. Like I said, if that fight truly takes place, I refuse to watch it. I will watch Fury in the WWE or Logan in the WWE before I watch that shit.
Yo, speaking of Logan and WWE, why did Jake Paul have the wrestling voice when he did the Floyd announcement? Did you notice? Straight up wrestling voice.
To put my money on it, I would say it's not happening. It all boils down to if both men want it. And if both men don't want it and one's One's doing it for the wrong reasons. It's, you know, it'll never happen. He's going to have a run out with someone what's in my shape and have a proper camp, proper sparring, a lot of Southport sparring, and get prepped for Usyk. Because no one in the right mind is going to roll the dice with a big fight with £100 million on line to satisfy some idiots in armchairs. So he's going to be probably fighting, probably Manuel Char.
He says, satisfy some idiot in armchairs. That's all us.
Hold on, but do you really believe?
What's an idiot in armchairs?
A bunch of us, people talking shit in chairs.
Do you really believe it is a $100 million fight?
For him and Usyk?
Yes.
I mean, you know, they got to speak it, believe it, receive it, and speak it into existence, I guess. But, you know, it is a big money fight. It is a big money fight.
Big money fight it is.
Big money fight it is. Where is this AJ verse when he's like, AJ, AJ.
AJ, yeah. The freestyle, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one
video. I'm so mad that fucking every time I see that picture of my man's fuck is his name, bruv?
Who?
Maxi Hughes. I get upset, bruv. Mm. I should have just went fucking
yo,
single bet.
Shout out to Charlie, man. He probably did the best interview I saw this past weekend, and it was with Maxi.
Mm.
So shout out to our boy Charlie Parsons in the UK doing his thing.
Charlie Parsons.
Bo, so how was
your signing contracts for years? Ain't in my hands, it's with a legal team. That's why you hire lawyers. If you know the history of boxing, make sure you get your legal terms right. That's why you got good management and good lawyers to make sure you get your business. You know, so how you handled your business while you was in the game. So of course I'm gonna sign a contract. That's just with some lawyers at the minute. But yeah. Enough boxing. That's what I do for a living. I'm just here to connect with the people, here with the man them. You saying?
So he like, yo, he got on live and they like, bro, fuck your live, man.
Who said that?
We want to know because you signing a contract.
So, how was my what, Danny?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just saying, how was your weekend, bro?
9:30 to 9 on Saturday and 10 to 7 on Sunday. And Monday morning, I'm back here.
I feel that, man.
Yo, so check this out.
What I'm checking out, champ.
Yo, who's that dipping in my Beamer? Under Armour, it's not Fila. I'm a boxer, not a drug dealer. Get a massage cause I need a real healer. Dealing with the man them on a Sunday. Going cold carting, it's a fun day. Catch me cruising in the Range Rover on the runway.
Okay.
Catch me cruising in the Range Rover on the runway. Going to that private jet. What you think about his freestyle?
The fight, let me grab the fucking mic. I got
not
some
bad,
energy,
actually.
That's why I'm on the hype. Ah, Liverpool FC, and in the AJBS to the fucking G. Ain't nobody rapping with the clip. We're on a mission, hustling, trying to get so rich.
Oh, why his man was rapping in the back before AJ went on? But yeah, that's what we got, man. That was all the clips. Clippy clip. Clip. AJ with hot bars.
Nah, I'm not going to lie.
That was decent.
It was decent.
It was decent.
It was decent.
Can't get mad.
No, I cannot. Don't he have a song or two out there?
What do you mean by
just
that?
A few freestyles.
Oh, it's just a couple freestyles?
Yeah. Okay. All he got is freestyles. He ain't never... He ain't never dropped the full album yet. Not yet.
He ain't do the Roy Jones yet?
He ain't do the Roy. Y'all must have forgot.
Yo, you Jones was bumping that shit?
What, y'all must have forgot?
Yeah.
Nah, I did bump, though. Lean back. Lean back.
You he had some other hit. He'll be coming to the ring.
Even
his
Roy
music,
Jones
talking
was forced to
trash.
Lean back. You feel me?
Mm.
Even Roy Jones was forced to lean back. Yo, we got a busy day ahead of us, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. My name is Ness GTO. Yo, Joe be out here living his best life.
Word is born. I swear to God.
Micah, you don't act like you ain't see Joe post yesterday. You ain't like it? You a hater.
You a hater.
My man had the 20-pack on display. I was like, damn, man, give me that TRT. Joe, stop being greedy.
Time about give me that TRT.
Bro, there's no way. I'm going to screenshot this. There's no way. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Make Joe famous. Joe, yeah. You famous now, baby. I mean,
he need the likes. Y'all ain't even liking his shit. That's why he
if
not.
I DM him if I see it. I don't think I seen nothing anyway.
Yo, how the fuck Joe... That's crazy right there.
I wouldn't have talked to him or liked him with his shirt off, though, I'll be honest.
Yeah, because you feel small next to him. My man looked like an action figure.
I feel like I kicked your ass.
You ain't kicking no Joe ass. Man, you see his ass. Joe in hella shape, bro. Your knuckles busting just when you hit the bag. You fragile compared to Joe. You fragile compared to Joe. Get out of here. Joe out here.
I'm over here rubbing my knuckles because they busted up. Right? I be having to wear Band-Aids on my hand at work.
Exactly. This man... my man, arms look like they made of bricks. Yo, that's like a 50-pack. I ain't on front. CYP DMing me right now like, yo, dude got it. I ain't on front.
For real? He just DM'd you?
Word. Nah, let me start lying on that man.
I'm like, damn.
Shout out to Joe. Joe out here trying to get them sponsors for us. He better start taking his shirt off.
See, the likes is all females. You know what I'm saying?
He bagged the Keanu sponsor. He must have took that shirt off.
Shut up, man.
Yo, but Danny, where your socials at, man?
Ringwalk Danny, Instagram and Twitter. We are the boxing
boys. This what we
boys.
Get for doing a Fury show, bro. That shit, nobody cares. We had CYP American from California calling. Not even the Brits care about Fury,
and,
man.
And they all fork by now, you feel me? Y'all should be tuned
it's
in
like
right now.
It's like a lunch break, man.
I want to hear you cook. Man,
bro,
you got to cook somebody,
it's like
bro.
90 minutes left
ain't nobody
before
cook,
the
man.
Deadline.
You
got to
cook somebody.
Don't nobody even want to call in. They like, why y'all talking about Fury? They mad.
After
everybody
the Bernie show, they
Fury.
Scared of you.
Nah, it's what Fury did to motherfucking
man,
Wilder.
They scared of you now.
They done motherfucking...
You got to get somebody with some heart to call in again, like JT and Jape. Somebody with some heart. Niggas scared of you after you choked Bernie out on the live show
what?
The other day.
Man, you crazy, man. Bernie is that dude. Look at Abdullah Mason's dad right here taking a pic. Coach Dirt and Popeye. Popeye's on to look like Mr. T all them damn chains.
Yeah, Popeye loaded. Shout out, too, man. They did a big amateur event at their gym in Newark.
Whoa.
The day after Shakur's fight, they did that Saturday, so shout out to them, man.
We were supposed to do the Shakur show Monday morning.
What you mean? Like what he want? We doing it and then when?
A Shakur show?
Yeah.
Because he put on, man. Shakur looked good. Yeah. And then me and Danny broke even on the Jalen Phillips, Antoine Carr bet.
Lucky
I hate
y'all.
That happened. Bro, they robbed Jalen again.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. That wasn't no fucking
That was
robbery.
A robbery.
You sound crazy as
bro,
fuck.
Bro, that was a robbery, bro.
What's sad is that they got a draw again. That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
How did you see that?
First of all,
did
they should have went six. They should go six, man.
Right.
The next one got to be six. How much they got paid? Is Top Rank even going to do it again?
Man, I hope not. Not a trilogy.
Hope, I mean, why not?
Not next.
If it's affordable... That's the whole point. And we invested as fight fans.
We are invested, but
we know them dudes.
If they gonna do it again, they gotta do eight, bro, not six. Go on and make it to where we gotta have a winner. Eight rounds, Antoine Cobb gonna gas out in the third like he always do, and Jalen gonna roll over into his hand being raised.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If they do it, I think they do it later. You feel me? Give him some time. Take a couple fights. Develop more. Get into those six-round fights. Then run it back.
Man, they ready. Well, one man ready. I don't know about the yo man's.
Man.
My guy ready.
21 hours
he threw
ago.
More punches. This? He threw more punches in the first two rounds of the first fight than he threw.
He landed more body punches than Antoine landed punches total.
Sound crazy, boy.
I am crazy. We got Vega on the line. Big Thief, tell us what you're thinking.
Damn.
Yo, can you hear me?
You in the flood?
Call you the muffled voice.
Nah, I think he in the monsoon out there.
Y'all can you hear me good?
Yo.
Hold on, let me get off my Bluetooth.
Hurry up, bro. Oh. What up?
Lolo?
Yo.
Nah, man. Jalen Phillips got to get that one back, bro. Yeah, like they got to put more rounds on that shit because, man, if he develops a backhand, yo, he's stopping Anton Cobb. Mm-hmm. I don't know why anyone think Anton Cobb could beat him, man. But they got to run that shit back. Maybe get like a couple fights in between and put more rounds on it. And with this Tyson Fury shit, man, I mean, nobody fucking cares, like, about Manuel Shaw. Like, it's obvious he wants to fight him, wants to get a little gimme. What is that, his brother talking about it? Like, oh, they ain't going to risk it? You know what I'm saying? With all that money on the line?
Mm-hmm.
So, they can fight. Who gives a fuck about that fight, honestly? It seems like he is just fucking with AJ. And, man, yo, that dude Joe Joyce, you know, beforehand, I wasn't sure about that chin. I wasn't sure about his skills. But god damn, I mean, 800 punches and what, 10 plus rounds? Joe Parker hit that motherfucker with everything, the kitchen sink, fucking, oh shit, I'm in my truck. I used to think I want to see AJ versus Wilder, but nah, man. I want to see Joe Joyce's chin versus Deontay Wilder's right hand. I don't think there's a fight I want to see more than that right now. I got to give Joe Joyce a lot of credit. I mean, we got to see, but right now, I might have to put him number 3 after Usyk and Fury. But, you know, we're going to see October 15th, October 16th, what Wild is. Mm-hmm. But that's my call, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right, champ. Appreciate it.
I seen somebody else say UK. Top 3 heavyweight.
We got Tony in Nebraska.
Tony.
Tony.
Yo. That was Tony. All right. That's what it's saying.
Canna. I always say Tony in Nebraska.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, I just wanted to hit a little victory lap. My good little weekend. And
Canna, don't come on here with your victory lap. You ain't send me nothing and you use all my picks. All you did was move him around.
Cook him.
Come on, man. Maxie Hughes, that's my shit. Nobody fucking believe in Maxie. Not even his own mother.
Yeah. I used Maxie. That was a good little call.
Good little call. Name another dude that paid you that much plus money this week.
Yeah. Joyce was 260 for the knockout. That was like 40 points more with Maxie. So yeah, so the Joyce knockout was my biggest personal.
Yeah, but who gave you 7 through 12? When this man tried to argue me, I told y'all, if he get it 7 through 12 is the only way.
You ignored that shit.
All right.
You ignored the Joyce knockout, but yeah, you know what you looking for?
I screenshot it. I had, you know, it is what it is. I should have not did ranking, but I had Joyce 7 through 12 core decision and Maxie Hughes decision, but I had ranking in it. I was going for that plus 7,000.
And on that bet, that was a straight 14 parlay. That was not a round robin. So I think you're just confusing yourself there a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, y'all can work it out. I mean, Bo gave me the game a long time ago. And
it takes some time to figure out what round robin is.
Yeah, you just got to pay attention.
Man, send my cash at, man. Get out of here, man. How much you made, man?
560, bro. 560.
Let us get 500, bro.
That's crazy.
Nigga, please.
That's crazy. 560? Bro, I almost lost 100 this week, man. It's some bullshit. I made mad bets.
Yeah.
I ain't get nothing. Nothing.
You was on point, though. It was just your ranking and the fact that you had straight parlayed it instead of round robbing that one. You would have had something on that one.
But I did. You know? Well, you're right, because I guess I round robbed another one, not that one with the knockout. I don't know, man. They fucking robbed me, man.
Yeah.
Shimbo.
not a robbery. You just got a little impatient with the pasta. You know what I'm saying? But we can keep working it out. You know what I'm saying? This weekend coming.
Whatever, Canada. Don't act like you don't be hitting me up to my, yo, you ain't going to get to your picks. You need me. You stole my pick. Nobody was looking at Hughes. Hughes, you know, was a sleeper.
I'm going to just let you tie that because you keep wallowing on that. So, yeah, I stole your pick.
Where's your sleeper?
And ran to the casino.
Where was your sleeper? If it wasn't for Hughes.
My sleeper was the motherfucking Joyce KO. I kept saying it all week. And you was like, nah, fuck money. The bookie
that ain't no sleeper. That's a fucking, that's an outcome. That ain't no sleeper. There's only two things can happen.
And you slept on the motherfucking KO.
Send us 500, bro. Make it right.
Man, just send us the 60 to make it even, man.
Right.
You don't need that 60. That shit lingering on like that. That 60 just hanging on like that. That shit don't even sound right, 560. That shit should be either 600 or 5. That 60 sound crazy, right, Danny?
I agree.
I went outside and took that 60 at a restaurant, so I celebrated properly.
Damn, so you look, not even a 60. This guy, yo, get him off the line, man. You know what? I'm about to start going back to Patreon with my picks. That's how y'all want to do? I gotcha. I ain't even going to say no more on this kind of bet. I'm going to make that bet myself.
We got LV Slugger.
It's a damn shame. Everybody should have made money off of Hughes, man.
LV, you trying to get cooked? Sound like you're on the forklift again.
TBV.
What up?
TBV, I hear me. Y'all hear me?
Yep.
That's all.
You are. Good.
Yeah, ain't no cooking going on, man. I don't never get cooked, man. I do the cooking. But yeah, man, on the ferry topic, man, hopefully we get undisputed, man. Like, I don't really want to see, you know, AJ will be nice, but, you know, him coming off two losses, I feel like he may need to get back in that winning, you know, get his confidence back up. You know, with Eddie Hearn, that being they big name over there, you know, they big money guy, you know, get him back on a winning streak, you know, get his confidence back up before just getting in there with the Fury, man. So, you know, I feel like, man, we want to fight for undisputed. Let's try to get that undisputed match done. You know what I'm saying? Especially after what, you know, Joe Joyce was able to do this past weekend, knocking out a former champion, doing it better than any other person that ever beat Joseph Parker. You know, better than AJ, better than Dillian White. So, I know he's going to be one of his title shots before long. So, man, hopefully these guys can go ahead and, you know, and get us this undisputed match, man. So, I know East just got that amateur win over Joe Joyce. I know they was in the Super Series. He got that win over.
I couldn't even hear nothing he was saying, bro.
He's terrible,
was rambling.
Man.
That's
he
all I heard.
Literally was going to have the whole call going in reverse. What the fuck is wrong with him, bro? What the fuck, bro?
Oh, God.
Lord, my man, yo, I'm like, when is he going to go forward?
Nah, what the fuck? Bro, he's supposed to drop a forklift in reverse.
Bro, I can't take it.
Bro, you that got a low on... Bro, when you got a long...
Yo, that was a long-ass hallway then.
When you
what
got a,
the
bro,
fuck?
Bro, warehouses is long, motherfucker.
Nah,
bro, when you got
man,
a load
don't
on
call
your
in like that.
I couldn't even hear what he was saying.
I agree. Don't call in like that. I agree.
Like,
that
I heard
shit was
it,
bananas.
But the beeping was insane.
No, beyond insane.
It sound like Life Alert. We got C-Dub. C-Dub.
Man.
Yo.
Yeah, you ain't going in reverse.
Shout out to the panel. Yo, shout out, man. Man, this don't go to the Patreon with your pick, man. You been hot.
Nah, you know, man. Ain't nobody even sent me a Cash App. Everybody gonna act like cause I lost, they lost. Motherfuckers know they made money on Maxie Hughes. They ain't send me nothing. Not even a thank you. It's like,
alright. Hey, pay per views and picks.
Yeah, they're gonna appreciate it, man.
Right. It's like Jay, man. I'm going to fade the black, and they're going to appreciate me when I'm gone.
No, man. I'm going to put the money behind you, man. So I hope you stay hot. Don't let the pressure. It's no pressure. No pressure. Just keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to start putting the money behind you, man. Shit, man. Don't believe this AJ stuff, man. I mean, it's great marketing. What Fury is doing, what I was saying with Andrade and what Devin Haney is and the people that just got to try to you know, you could do everything you're supposed to do, but then it seems like your social media or your marketing or you just your profile. And look at Fury. It's clown stuff, but it's just marketing. You know he's not about to fight AJ. You know AJ's not about to pick this fight.
I mean, there's a contract. There's a contract, man. With a venue, like, if AJ wants to fight, he can get his lawyers to hurry up. Like, he got till 5 o'clock today. AJ. Like, what is the holdup, though? Like, don't blame it on Fury. My man got the contract for 9 days. You couldn't have found no issues with the contract before 9 days?
The issue is AJ is coming off 2 losses. He need to get his head right.
Say that. His team need to say that rather than trying to make it seem like Fury is rushing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to play that game. They're going to play that game, man. But AJ need to get his head right. He need to get back on the winning track and, just come back with his mojo right. And he could do it. He's young enough to do it. Now, if he was older, 36 or 37, I would say, yeah, of course, take the Fury fight again. But he's a young 30, so everything is good, man. Get back on the winning side. Get a top 20 fighter like Wilder's doing. And then come back with your mojo right, man. You know, shout out TBV. Smash the like button. It's free.
Mm. I mean, I don't know, man. Earl made it clear and showed us that, you know, not everybody needs a tune-up, man. More people need to be like Earl.
They said it's 3:30 in London right now, so AJ got an hour and a half.
Yeah. Damn. It really ain't happening.
Yeah, he got till 9 a.m. Pacific.
We make it Mahmoud Char. That's what we get.
Hopefully he's speeding through Fury traffic in the Range Rover trying to find a pin.
I hope Fury come to Vegas for camp. For Mahmoud Char. Oh, man.
You got anybody else, Bo?
You know, if he fight Mahmoud Char, it's going to be in Dubai or whatever. Definitely.
You think they take that to the Middle East?
Absolutely. Mm. It's only right in the Middle East with Mahmoud being on the car. Yeah.
I don't mind that. For that fight, like, I ain't going to watch it either way, but, you know what I mean? But we out, Ness?
I mean, I don't know. Rob is saying that we're ill-prepared, but I could have sworn Fury just said, you had the contract 9 days, so you know you got to take that up with Fury. I can only repeat him,
right?
You know, but yeah, we are done, brothers. There's absolutely nothing to talk about when it comes to Tyson and this matter. So we'll be back at 12 at the Win. We'll be talking Tank,
Shakur,
and Bob Arum. And Alan G with the $10 super chat says, thanks for the advice, TBV. What advice he talking about?
Probably all the that bets. Great betting advice you didn't give.
All the betting advice I complained. Money. Brandon said, missed it. What happened in the Vince's LeBron? Oh, man. LeBron got the win by decision. Vince's,
tried. Man. He tried.
Yeah, but he was like, it was off a step, man. He, you know. I'm not shocked if he comes in and he tells us, like, you know, he's not he never could get out of first gear or he couldn't find his rhythm or his timing.
That's what he said.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. LeBron was just too young, too strong, too fast. Well, I don't know how old he was. He was too strong and fast. Man, dude had that crack.
I don't know, because Vince has took them punches pretty well.
Because he was super motivated, and he was in shape.
Damn, Chris by KO is still 32%. I ain't going to tell y'all nothing, though, because ain't nobody respecting my picks.
Sign up to Patreon if you want the picks.
Yeah.
We out.
Catch us on Patreon.
Ain't no more game on the ground for the y'all hungry hounds. That's it.
Yo, Bo, Alan G said don't.